There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group. Your money, your retirement. This is the place for St. Louis's family-focused retirement planning advice for your future. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, live from the Heisey Advisory Group studio. Now, here are your hosts, Ken and Lori Heisey.
Good morning and welcome to Your Retirement Highway 2021.
Oh, man.
Can you believe it?
I think we've all been waiting to to say that.
We're here. 2020 is gone. It's out of here. And so we got a lot of great things going. We're going to talk a little bit about typical New Year's resolutions.
Every
talk
year.
About that a little bit. We want to talk a little bit about taxes. You're listening to Ken Heisey, and in today is Megan Miner in place of Lori Heisey today. And we are Heisey Advisory Group, and we're here each and every week talking about retirement planning, helping you become better prepared for your retirement. And our number, if you'd like to reach out, 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. And on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. So these things that are called resolutions, right? New Year's resolutions, they seem like they're really easy to make them, but they're even easier to do what? Forget them, break them, you know. So whether you're ready to start 2021 off with a bang, or maybe you're still just kind of reeling off of what 2020 brought to us, it's time to start looking ahead for some practical goals that we can use for the upcoming year when you're thinking about retirement. And so we want to talk about some of the things that where we want to go. But before we do that, Megan, what do you have on the list for your
My
New Year's resolutions for 2021?
Personal. Yeah. Well, I think the biggest thing for me is I'm going to really put my mind to getting some things done around my house. Make little tweaks, make little updates, because I don't want it all coming, you know, broken or, you know, all crashing all at one time. So I think the first thing, I'm going to replace my back door and my basement windows.
Hey, there you go.
I know.
So as opposed to just waiting for everything, kind of like waiting till you retire, start addressing some of the pieces along the way, and you'll get them done.
Yep,
in a timely manner.
Exactly. What about you?
You know, 2020 was a disaster for us relative to travel because of everything going on and restrictions. So my goal for 2021 is to get out and hopefully be able to get back to doing some travel and getting things back online for that. I think that's my biggest personal thing is really driving toward that and helping people like you understand some of the lessons that we can take away too. So I always have some personal resolutions or goals, and I always have some business. And our always number one goal from a business perspective is to help as many people as we can learn from some of the things that we've experienced and grow and help them put themselves in a better position for their retirement. And so as we look back, there's several things we can pull away from 2020, right?
Yeah. I mean, when you look at what came about in 2020, I mean, it uprooted a lot of people's lives. Whether you lost your job, whether you had to shift from working in an office to working at home with dogs barking in the background or, you know, whatever it may be.
Oh, the crying kids.
Or the crying kids. Yeah, something.
Or grandkids.
Or, you know, whatever. Or, you know, your spouse is working alongside of you and you have to figure out how to both work in the same house. But so much changed. There was the massive downturn and everybody, you know, whether you were freaking out or not, but what hasn't changed is long-term planning for retirement and the need for a plan.
Yeah, you know, you look at 2020, we had the fastest 30% drop in market history. 22 mm-hmm. days, boom, and we're down 30%.
Yeah.
And thankfully, as the year went on, we had the recovery and we're you know, at that point of setting all-time market highs over 30,000.
30,000, yeah.
Which I think very few people would have thought of as we were going through the beginning part of last year. But a couple of lessons there. Number one is be prepared, right? Boy Scout motto. There will be market downturns. There will be market corrections. There will be market crashes. They happen. And while you can't control what the market does, you can control how it impacts you by how you design your investment portfolio.
Right.
And the takeaway here is it can happen quickly and it can happen at any time. So having a plan and one of the resolutions I would say that you should have for this year is to, and it's a great time, take your 1231 statements when they come and set up a time with us. Come on, bring them into the office. If you want to do a Zoom meeting, we can do it that way. But let's stress test your portfolio and let's understand the downside risk potential that you have, especially if you're within those last 5 years of working before you retire or if you've recently retired. It's these big downturns are the ones that can have the biggest impact to your retirement and during what I call that red zone, right?
Right.
And so I would say a resolution for this year, if you haven't done your stress test, is to get that done.
Yeah. And really going through the planning process. I think the other takeaway from 2020 is really focusing on long-term goals and long-term planning. We're not planning for your retirement in a short-term basis, and you shouldn't be. We need to make sure that we've got a plan that the markets aren't going to dictate your retirement. The market should never dictate your retirement and what your income is going to look like and what you can do in retirement. We want to make sure that your plan is set up to support you in what you've dreamt in retirement.
And now for my 2021 stock market prediction. I have never been wrong in any one of my stock market predictions. And so here we go. Drum roll, right? Ready? So my prediction is either A, it's going to go up, B, it's going to go down, or C, it's going to stay the same.
Wow.
How's that?
You're a genius.
I mean, my crystal ball is so spot on. It's never been wrong. So that's the problem, right? You're trying to speculate, where's it going to go? When's it going to change? And having a plan, having an investment plan that's going to support your investment income needs long-term, right? You want to have some growth, mm-hmm. but you want to have some safety. You want to have some income, right? And you want to balance your total overall downside risk so that when the market drops come, they don't ruin your retirement.
Exactly.
And we've seen that happen. We've seen that happen in the past. So we want to make sure that that doesn't happen to you in that situation. So it's also a great time to go back and look at last year and add up what you all spent your money on. You know, really taking the time to reflect on what it takes monetarily wise out of your checkbook in a given year to live the way you want to live so that you know when you go into retirement what that's going to look like.
Exactly. And we help people through that process when we're visiting with them. And what that process for us what it looks like is setting up a time to visit with us, whether, like Ken said, whether it be in the office or via Zoom. But really, that first meeting is what we call our vision meeting. It's what we get to learn more about you, what your needs are, what your goals are, really just getting to know each other. You get to learn about us and our philosophies and our planning process, but really understanding where you're wanting to go. We get back together then and for a second meeting, which is our assessment meeting, and we present some observations about your current portfolio, things that maybe need some tweaking or fixing, but really it's to make sure that you're knowledgeable going into retirement. So if that's something that you would like to take advantage of, please reach out to us at 314-328-4400. Again, that's 314-328-4400.
Make that your number one resolution for 2021 and make sure you don't miss that one.
Don't put that off.
Because this is important stuff. This is your next 20, 30 years of time of living without a paycheck, and you want to make sure that you're prepared for that. Speaking of additional resolution, I think another resolution that you should have is reducing your future tax potential. We have a lot of things that our government's been spending money on, and many of you are getting your $600 checks, and gosh, where does that all come from? So after the break, we're going to talk about tax planning and where that fits in as your 2021 New Year's resolution. Recent fears of the coronavirus outbreak have all of us and the markets on edge. Heisey Advisory Group understands the importance of having a customized income strategy for retirement, especially during these unprecedented times. It's natural to second guess your current retirement income strategy, more importantly, if you have no plan at all. If you're feeling uncertain, we encourage you to call us today. Heisey Advisory Group, St. Louis-based, family-owned, and operated. Don't waste another minute worrying. Call us today at 314-328-4400 and set up your complimentary 30-minute virtual meeting. That's 314-328-4400. Heisey Advisory Group. Let us help you feel more confident about your future. Call 314-328-4400.
No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken and Lori Heisey. Call Heisey Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now more from Ken and Lori on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
And welcome back to Your Retirement Highway here in 2021. Still can't get over the fact that 2020 is gone. And even more so, probably not for you as much, Megan, as it is for me, because I'm visualizing this for you, and this is probably one of those, you know, then I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yeah, of course.
But Y2K?
Mm-hmm.
Y2K was 21 years ago. And we were all flipping out. Oh my gosh, what's going to happen? All the computers are going to crash. The world's going to end. And I still remember the clock striking midnight. I was standing outside with my neighbor, and we were just looking around, waiting for all the lights to go dark and see what was going to happen. And here we are 21 years later, and nothing's happened.
We're just
right?
fine. Yeah.
So, New Year's is all full of some crazy stuff. But what's coming forth is something that I really want you to understand in depth, because this is conceptually our government is going out on a limb in how it's spending money, and I correlate this to, let's just say you've got a child and you're sending them off to college, right? And you send them off to college, and before they leave the house, you give them a credit card. And you give them a credit card with no spending limit.
Oof.
Okay. Now, how many of you would send your child off to college with a blank, no limit credit card.
But everybody's shaking their heads no right now.
They'd say, what are you, crazy? Uh-huh. Right? But that's kind of the concept that our government has gotten accustomed to, is the ability to spend money with no credit limit. They can just keep borrowing and putting more on the government credit card. And so I want to pull this back into a little bit of a scenario that hopefully will make this clear as to what I'm trying to say. And the concept comes off of, how can a 10% increase in tax rates or tax withholding, how can that lead to 70% more in taxes paid?
Let that sink in.
Yeah.
A 10% increase in what you withhold in taxes for the money that you take out of your accounts lead to a 70% more of what you pay in taxes.
So let's kind of walk through an example.
Right.
Okay. I know everybody has a different amount in their IRA or their 401k, but let's just, for example's sake, let's keep it simple. Let's just say it's $1 million.
Makes math okay? for us easy.
Which I need. So now you, from that $1 million, you want $3,000 a month that you can spend after tax every month. So that's $36,000 a year. You've done what I said it in the first segment. You've looked at all your spending from last year, and you've concluded that $3,000 a month of spending is what you do. I went back to my accountant, and I had asked him, you know, you see this, you work with this all the time. What do most people typically do for tax withholding when they take money out of these accounts? And he said, well, you know, I see a variety, but I think I see the most often 20%, kind of 15 for federal, 5 for state. So a 20% average for taxes. So that means what we have to do, if you want $3,000 to spend, we actually have to withdraw $45,000. That's $36,000 for you and $9,000 for your favorite uncle. Uncle Sam, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So when I always say that $1 million in the IRA is not your money, right? Because you've never paid the tax on it. Part of that's yours, part of it's Uncle Sam. So you got to pay that back when you take money out. So now we've got the scenario, you want $3,000 a month to spend, $36,000 a year, but now we're having to take $45,000 out. Nine of it goes to the IRS, $36,000 goes back to you for your spending. Okay. So that's on a 20% withholding.
Right.
Now, there are several people. David Walker, he used to be the head comptroller for the federal government, right?
Right.
And I believe it was it under the Obama administration? I think it might have been.
I think so.
But he has very pointedly said that tax rates are going to have to go up by 50%.
And it's just based on basic math.
Basic math. Ray Dalio, huge hedge fund manager, same thing. Taxes are going to have to go up. If you just go to usdebtclock.org, D-E-B-T, debtclock.org, you can see this whole thing playing out. You can see our national debt fast approaching $30 trillion. You can see the total unfunded liabilities of our government over $150 trillion. That's a lot of zeros.
It's a sickening page to go and look at online, so make sure that you're prepared for it. But yeah, it is.
And if you want to really get sick to your stomach, go back a day later and see how it's changed.
Yeah, take a screenshot.
It truly is sad to watch, but it's the reality. And if you go back and you look at the history of taxes, right now I believe our top tax bracket is about 37%. Mm-hmm. Okay, but if you go back to the 1970s. The top bracket back in the 1970s was right around 70%. That's double what the top bracket is today. If you go back into the 1940s, the top tax bracket, 94%.
Could you imagine?
Crazy. It was 94% on everything you made over $200,000.
Correct. Now you gotta tell the story.
Okay. So you all probably have heard of this guy, Ronald Reagan, right? He was an actor. Oh, wait, no, he was president. President of the United States also, right? And he never made more than two movies a year in the 1940s. Think about
that?
It. He made $100,000 a movie. And if he made a third movie, the government would get 94% of it. He would get to keep 6%. Wait.
Well.
No.
Where did he live?
He lived in California, so he didn't get to keep that 6%. He basically would make that movie for
free.
For free. He'd make it so that the government could take basically 100% of it. Wow. So 94%, 70%. And our top tax bracket today is 37?
Right.
Do you think that might change at some point in the future?
I think it's very possible.
I know we have a new administration coming in that is wanting to increase taxes and increase taxes on, you know, the upper limits.
Mm-hmm.
So these tax brackets are going to see some increases. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to replay the scenario we just talked about, right? We talked about $1 million.
Yep.
We talked about needing $3,000 a month for spending.
$36,000 per
year. $36,000 a year. And we talked about what tax withholding?
20%.
20%. So Megan, what happens then if that goes up by 10% from 20 to 30%.
So you still have got your $1 million IRA.
Yep.
You still need $3,000 for you.
Need and or want,
yeah,
right?
Right.
You still want to spend.
For the spending that you want to do. So that $36,000 for spending for your expenses. But now we need to withhold 30% instead of the 20% that we did originally. So if you remember, with the 20%, we had to take a total withdrawal of $45,000, $36,000 for you, $9,000 for your favorite uncle, right? But now, if we have to withhold 30% in taxes to make sure we can get the same amount for spending, we have to take out over $51,000 total.
Ouch.
You still only get $36,000.
Wow.
Because now over $15,000 is going to the IRS.
So how do we get to that 70%? Well, before we were having to send $9,000, now we're having to send $15,000. That extra $6,000, it's almost a 70% increase on what you have to pay in taxes for the additional 10% tax withholding for increased taxation.
Exactly.
Incredibly crazy, but very real. And one of the things that I've always said is control the things you can control and kind of let go of some of the things you can't control. Right?
Exactly.
Can you control the stock market?
Nope.
Nope. It's going to go up. It's going to go down. It's going to do what it wants, when it wants. You cannot control that. Can you control how the stock market impacts you?
Yes.
Yes. By controlling your exposure and how you build out your portfolio and how you manage volatility in how you structure that. Can you control what the government does and how the government spends their money?
Ha.
I mean, you can vote.
You can vote. Yes.
You know, and we all need to vote every single election. But when you've got people that have been in government for decades upon decades,
right,
they've got spending habits, right? And people with spending habits don't tend to change them. And so as long as we've got people in government that want to continue the spending, we're going to have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So can you control when the government goes to raise taxes?
Nope.
No, because they're going to make those decisions and they're going to move forward and they're going to increase taxes. And simple math, you said it, Megan, math is the reason. This isn't political. This is not a Trump versus Biden. This is not a Republican versus Democrat. This is, folks, this is basic mathematics. I'll keep it simple. M-A-T-H, math. Okay. And math says that the more you spend, the more you're going to have to tax. Let's face it. The government has two choices. They can either raise the taxes today or they can raise the taxes tomorrow. Because if they're spending more than what's coming in, that's got to happen.
Exactly.
So we can't control that. But can you control how much you're going to pay in future taxes?
You can work to limit that.
You can work to limit that by doing some tax planning
now. Yep.
Right? Which is what we've been doing the last couple of years for our families and people that come in, is looking at where we are with the current set of tax brackets versus what the tax brackets will be at the end of the Trump tax program in 1-1 of 26, or potentially sooner,
right,
if Biden changes those, or potentially that could be even higher than that at some point in time.
Exactly. And just a reminder, this is Megan Miner and Ken Heise on Your Retirement Highway. We've been talking about some resolutions, and one of the biggest resolutions is taking a look at what tax planning do you need in order to limit the tax liability you're going to have later down the road.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm looking at, as we start talking about things to make sure that you're doing this year, and I would start early. Number one, we talked about market risk, right? We can't control the market, but we can control the risk we take, and we can control how our exposure is and how we develop an investment portfolio to reduce volatility. There's two different ways you can get to a rate of return. Mm-hmm. You can get to it with a very volatile portfolio or a much more stable portfolio. Yes, stable portfolios are boring, but they do the trick. I'd rather see you have a more boring portfolio and an exciting retirement than a super exciting portfolio going up and down, and you may end up with a boring retirement as a result of it.
Exactly.
So I think the stress test, right? Mm-hmm. Really taking those year-end statements, taking a look at, and let us really dive into that and determine what your downside risks are, because when you know what they are, you can start to control them.
Exactly.
Right? And you can work to limit them. If your downside risk is more than you're comfortable, we need to help you make some adjustments.
Exactly.
Same thing when it comes to tax planning, is to start to look at, okay, what are our taxes going to look like in the future? Where are we right now? And should we be doing some additional planning, be it Roth conversions, be it maybe using index universal life insurance, or maybe it's a combination of both?
Right.
To really help you start to position yourself with some assets that are what? Tax-free.
Exactly.
And why?
Well, because when tax rates go up in, who knows, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, what's more valuable to you at that time? It's going to be that tax-free income. We need to make sure that you're not only diversified in your portfolio, but that you've got some diversification in your tax buckets. Because think about it. Think about where your money is right now. And we see this a lot with the majority of people that come in. You've been saving, and no fault of yours, you've been told to save in that tax deferred bucket. And we need to make sure that we're helping people resolve that and limit the liability that they're going to have on taxes later down the road.
And that's real simple to do. Exercise your New Year's resolution. Give us a call. Let's get this done. The number is 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. And we can help you take a look at your downside risk. We can help you take a look at your tax planning and really help get you in a position to be able to retire when you want to, and even better, to stay retired once you do retire. So, Happy New Year to everybody. We're looking forward to a phenomenal 2021. We'll be back next week right here on CAMOX.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management and HYSE Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. HYSE Advisory Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by HYSE Advisory Group. A Roth conversion is a taxable event and may have several tax-related consequences. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA. This radio show is a paid placement.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken and Lori Heise. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.